Jeff Holder is joining me. We're talking about the Capitol Theater, the Nightcap Listening Lounge. The Capitol Entertainment Complex is really what I refer to it about. And Jeff, you are the... Now, are you the official manager now?
Or what Kerry Ewinger's our manager. I am the executive director.
Okay.
And officially, I'm in that role.
Okay.
So help guide the ship down there.
Okay. All right. It's just you've had some. Your role is kind of modified over the last 6 months, hasn't it?
It has. I was interim. I was a volunteer starting in 14. And served on the board a couple terms or two and a half terms and live event coordinator, so help bring in some of the acts we've had there. And then now I'm the executive director.
And a lot of, really, the Nightcap Listening Lounge has become sort of its own venue, hasn't it? You've got a lot of nights where you've got something's on the screen, the Capitol, or on the stage.
Yep.
And then you got something at the something in the lounge, listening lounge, Nightcap, that is going on. More intimate things for the most part.
Definitely, you can seat about 63 people in there, so it's kind of got that 30 speakeasy vibe.
Yeah,
it's a nice place to hear some jazz music or some acoustic type music. Nice little venue.
We're talking about all the events that are happening in June. Quite a few events are going on in June, including on Saturday, June 6th, at 8 p.m. It is Hot Girl Summer Comedy Event. This is unique, I guess we'd call it, because there is a certain amount of comedy performers that are women. If you're on Facebook at all, you can't miss them, right?
Correct. I mean, and these are all amateurs. Nightcap's doing a lot of improv, a lot of stand-up comedy, open mic nights, and these two ladies are from the Cedar Rapids area.
Yeah.
But it's an opportunity to get up there. They do their things.
No holds barred.
You got to be prepared for that because it's a wide open conversation.
Wide open and fun. What is it, $10? Is that the admission on that?
Yes.
So that's going out at the Nightcap Lounge as well. Also coming up, you've got a big event on Sunday the 7th. It's an open house. So what's going to be going on?
It is. Well, it's just kind of... We're starting our 14th year, so that's a really good thing since Capitol reopened. And I just want people to know, besides the Capitol, there's a lot of partners. Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra, Burlington Civic Music, we're the home there. Snake Alley Film Festival, which will be coming up here real soon. We have an Annex Club, the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association, holds shows there. And it's an opportunity to come hear what we're going to have in the fall and next year, what we've got booked so far, and then also a chance to talk to representatives from Civic Music, from Iowa Symphony Orchestra.
That's right.
So, they'll have tables set up, grab some popcorn, we'll have some music going on, and you can go visit with people.
Well, I think the fact is it's become a varied entertainment center is what it is, and it really does kind of encapsulate all of the various types of entertainment that is out there as well. I mean, we were talking about metal, anything from metal to the symphony to you name it.
Well, I like to think the Capitol is Burlington's downtown community theater.
There you go.
It's a little bit of everything.
Speaking of theater, you've got Kerry Ewinger is going to be doing two summer camps, summer theater camps. One is for 3rd through 8th grade, running the 8th of June through the 28th, and then teens from the 8th of June, or 8th of June to the 12th of July, and that is going to be going on again. So she'll have different groups bringing in and understanding a little bit about what is theater, what goes into theater, what goes into performance, what goes into blocking, what goes into, learning lines, all of the things that have to be done. And it's a great opportunity for these kids to have a chance.
It grows every year. It ends with a performance at the end of the camp, a summer camp, the theater camp. And Kara does a great job.
And again, that is going on. Need more information, they can give Kara a call. Again, I'm going to give her a 759-9667. 319-759-9667. Or if you need more information, just give me a call at the radio station. I'll happy to pass it along. The Art of the Cocktail has been featuring, the Art of the Cocktail is featuring the Art Center of Burlington's featured artist.
Yes.
Who has come, and then they, somehow they're also going to come up with a way to take some of the art that they do and turn it into a cocktail.
And it's super unique. Allie Whalen, who's the nightcap manager, works really hard. And you walk away with a piece of art along with the cocktail. So, you know, it's that usually... they have a kickoff for it, and then that drink is available for the month.
Well, it's just down the, it's what, two doors down?
Yep.
And so it's not far away. An evening of chamber music honoring the life of Keith Schultz. It'll be Bob McConnell's in the chamber orchestra portion of the Southeast Iowa Symphony. And again, Keith was the largest benefactor to the symphony and a very strong proponent of it.
You know, he was a friend of the Capitol from the moment I got involved with the theater back in 14th. Keith was involved.
Community Foundation,
Yeah, I mean, he played such a big role in the Burlington community and definitely will be missed. Was always a person I... if Keith was talking, I was listening.
Yeah, always had a story, too. Coming up on Saturday the 20th, I remember seeing this movie live at a movie theater in 1975. The movie was Jaws, and it was Steven Spielberg, and it was... it's a memorable event. So it's a unique but a classic movie, isn't it?
You know the soundtrack, you know the movie. So.
Doom, 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 doom.
Yeah.
It's like the heartbeat of the shark. All right. One of the other big events you have during the year is the Old Couch Music Festival. Now, that happens in August.
Yes.
But you've got a Road to the Old Couch series coming up on the 20th. On the 20th at 7 p.m. in the Nightcap Lounge featuring artist Joe Payne. Tell me about Joe Payne.
Well, Joe's been around forever, plays with a current band called Classic Reason. They played under the marquee last year. What we're doing as we work up to August 8th and our 9th Old Couch is having musicians that have played Old Couch. So, and, you know, it continues to grow every year, the Old Couch Festival. It's a lot of fun, family-focused type event right in front of the theater. And so we're decided with, you know, we have Nightcap there. We'll start inviting some of these folks that have played Old Couch and get people ready to... attend Old Couch number 9.
I still remember when I asked, so where did the name Old Couch come from? It was Tammy McCoy. She said, "Well, we had an old couch and it was kind of raggedy, and we wondered what the heck to do about it." And she said, "Well, let's take it outside and see what we, you know." And they took it outside. Hey, maybe we'll just name the festival we're going to do the Old Couch Music Festival. And from there, it was on, and it was kind of whatever reason, I guess you got to come up with a name for somehow, right?
And it's kind of stuck. People talk about Old Couch and look forward to it every year. It's kind of a get together, and we look forward to having our 9th year.
All right. By the way, again, you've got. Now, here's one for you. Charging Rhino Productions, Name That Tune at the Nightcap. And, again, the Name That Tune, it's sort of like, is it traditional Name That Tune?
Pretty much. I mean, they're going to play songs. You got to name the artist, name the band, and the name of the song. So it's just for people like music and listen to a lot of music, it's just a fun evening.
And you got another Old Couch, Road to the Old Couch thing. Artist, is it Boat High?
It's Bodie Utah.
Bodie Utah, okay.
If you're a movie fan, Bodie Utah was a character in a Patrick Swayze movie.
Okay.
and actually that's members of Eric Pettit Lion. So it's Ed Mansheim and Eric Pettit.
All right. A lot of a little sort of a preview of Old Couch is what you're going to be getting out of that. And again, all of that stuff is happening in the month of June. It's a busy month and a lot of things going on. And again, I'll look forward to getting Kara in here and talking a little bit about the summer theater events that they've got going on. But, Jeff, as far as I'm concerned, just have a great month and summer's here. I don't care whether it's officially or not, but it's here.
And definitely, if you got a little time, 2 to 4 Sunday, we'd love to talk to you and grab some popcorn, listen to some music, visit with the folks that make the Capitol happen.
All right, Jeff Poehler, have a great day.